I mean, towards the end, amongst the things that we read was regarding the aspect of accusations. For example, sometimes we don't realize that we say things regarding people, especially women, and we don't realize that when we say certain things, we are just basing it on an opinion. For example, in America, people go to college, as we know, and men, women, everyone go through some form of identity crisis, meaning that they dress one way at home and they dress a different way in public. Now, sometimes they go to school, they take out their proper Islamic clothing, and they wear whatever they need to wear for whatever purposes. Now, for me and you to make an accusation and say, well, because she is dressing a certain way, she is an evil person, that is not part of our Sharia. In fact, the ayah that Imam read, the Mawlana read here, we learned something very important, that before you make an accusation on another individual, you have to have the right amount of witnesses. And everyone over here either has a daughter, has a niece, has a mother, has an aunt. So can you imagine, you are picking on someone else's child or some other woman, in the end, you are only going to hurt your family later on. So the Quran is passing a very powerful message. It says, be very sensitive to the wishes and likes and dislikes of others. And just because they dress a certain way, or just because they talk a certain way, doesn't give you the right to accuse them of more wrong than they're already doing. In fact, we should use appropriate messages and good methods of trying to incline them towards good. Because when you accuse others, then it becomes very difficult on yourself. Also, as far as our religion is concerned, as we know, women have certain rights. Like, I know some people are very proud. They'll tell you right up front. In my family, the women never leave home. Now, I don't understand where these women are coming from. Because we know Aisha radiallahu ta'ala left the house. We know the Khadija radiallahu ta'ala left the house. We know the daughters of Rasulullah left the house. We know the families of Rasulullah left the house. But now we have to go one above. Nope, the women in my folk, they never ever leave the house. That's what people say. It's not an issue of leaving the house or not leaving the house. First of all, women are not chicken. You can't lock them in the house. They're not there to just lay eggs and feed you whole day. The idea is they have to go out. The question is, how do they go out and what methods we use when they go out? That is a very, very important thing. So our religion is not saying they mustn't go out. The religion is saying, how do we take them out? What, under what conditions they go out? And they should be able to go out, go to parks, go to recreational facilities. The mind needs to breathe. And the mind does not breathe in one given sphere all the time. So this is again, so many people I notice, especially when they come new to America, no, my women folk and my daughters, they stay locked up at home. Now the poor lady's brain is boiling at home. Then she has to go on Facebook. Then she has to use other applications that talk to people that she's not supposed to talk to. Do you blame her? I'm not saying she can do it or she must do it. But we have to understand, when you restrict people, then they will explode from within. And they will do things sometimes that are very, very self-destructive. So the Quran is saying, let them go out, let them enjoy, let them do what they need to do. But of course, it must be done within the boundaries of our religion, and they must do it in the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for them to do. Then amongst another ayah that we read, and I will give you a very brief version of it, and I translated it before as well. Ya innasu inna khalaqnakum, ya innasu in kuntu fi raybin min al-ba'thi, fa inna khalaqnakum min turab, thumma min nutfa, thumma min alaqa, thumma min mudgha, thumma min alaqa, thumma, etc. ila akhir ayah, ila akhir surah, etc. The bottom line about this ayah, Allah is talking about the system of life. And Allah is saying, I created you from sand, I created you from a nutfa, that means the commingling of the male and the female, a wetness, if you want to call it that. Thereafter you became a globule-like structure, like a rubber-like structure. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I continued that growth and you became this vibrant, young, powerful individual. In fact, this ayah, because scientists have studied this ayah, they have, many of them, converted to Islam. Because this detail, the way Allah is saying it, sand, nutfa, alaqa, mudgha, etc., etc., only Allah could have known and presented this detail to us, because science was not even advanced at that point to share this type of information. So Allah talks about this. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about something else. Thereafter in the ayah, and he says, you know, you go through life, you enjoy life. People look at you and they look at you as this powerful young individual. You can run, you can do all these things faster than everyone else. You're the fastest runner, the biggest boxer, the fastest and quickest wrestler. All these qualifications you have. Then Allah says, eventually a time comes when you go back to your original cycle, where just like in the beginning they had to pick you up and carry you, eventually a time will come when you get old, you have to lie down, they have to pull you up, they have to get you going, they have to remind you now it's morning, they have to remind you the difference between breakfast, lunch and supper. Once upon a time you used to dictate, I like my breakfast with two eggs and this type of, what do you call the cereal and this type of bread, all that you used to make. Now you come to a point where they have to put eggs in your mouth and tell you it is eggs, and you still look at them like you don't even know what they're saying. Allah is talking about that. إِلَىٰ أَرَذَلِ الْعُمُرِ You become like a senile individual. The Quran is saying. And thereafter Allah SWT says, then you get weaker and weaker, and eventually it's time for you to go. So why is Allah talking about this? Allah is teaching us the lesson and the lifestyle and the cycle of life, so we can appreciate our strength, appreciate our gradual weakness, and appreciate the getting ready of the Akhirah. May Allah SWT help us and guide us at all times. وَآخِرَ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ